Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So I just saw the news a little while ago that Kemi Badenoch had dismissed Robert Jenrick from the Shadow Cabinet. He was the Shadow Justice Secretary, or, well, is it what, Lord Chancellor, Secretary of State for Justice? That's the whole title. So Mrs. Badenoch, in case you don't know, is the leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, the Conservative Unionist Party. So why did she sack Robert Jenrick? Because that's a big move. Remember, he was the runner-up in the leadership election a bit over a year ago. It was November 2024 when Mrs. Badenoch was crowned leader of the Tory party. She sacked him because she saw clear and irrefutable evidence that he was about to defect to reform United Kingdom. Now, noticeably, Jenrick, who's never at a loss of anything to say, hasn't denied the allegation. Strikes me as being affirmative silence. They say keep your enemies, your friends close, your enemies closer. Why did she appoint her rival to her shadow cabinet? I suppose it's because otherwise he'd be out there on the back benches plotting against her, be able to openly speak against her. But once he was in the shadow cabinet, there's this collective ministerial responsibility. I know they're not ministers, but the same applies to the shadow cabinet likewise. Okay, so there he is. Now, he, as far back as the Conservative Party conference in October, was openly say he wouldn't rule out having a pact with Reform United Kingdom. And this is a matter of hot debate in the Conservative Party, because the idea is, supposing there's an election, Reform UK looks like the biggest party. Would you be a junior coalition party if you're the Conservative Party? Would you have some sort of confidence supply arrangement? Well, that would keep Labour out and the leftists out, other parties like the Greens and the Liberal Democrats. On the other hand, would that be the end of the Conservative Party as the major force on the right? Now, nobody in his right mind thinks that the Conservative Party is going to win the next Westminster general election, but I know a few people are not in their right mind. And Jenrick, you can say many, many things about him, but he's not thick. Anyway, does he believe what he says? Remember, he campaigned for Remain in 2016, and 10 years later, he's a bit of a hard man of Brexit. And okay, he might have had a Damascene conversion, but I think he's saying what's most electorally advantageous. So there've been persistent rumours he is going to defect, and obviously plenty of other Conservatives have defected. I mean, Danny Kruger is the only Conservative MP to elect this Parliament. A lot of former MPs like Aidan Burley defected, or Nadeem Zahawi the other day. But he is a big beast. And the conventional wisdom a few months ago was Kemi Badenoch was going to terribly underperform with these local elections, Thursday the 7th of May this year, and indeed in the Scottish parliamentary elections, the Senedd elections in Wales. And therefore, the case for her to go would be unanswerable. Moreover, there would be a motion of no confidence by her backbench. If she didn't fall on a sword, she'd be kicked out. Jenrick was the obvious one. He'd come back in. But there are other leadership contenders who went for it last time, like James Cleverly could go for it. Would the party say, no, come on, let's just have a coronation, one candidate, move on quickly? And Jenrick was biding his time. Don't move against her now. That's seen as disloyal. Moreover, it might fail. And then you've cost yourself a lot of reputation, and she's still there as leader. It might even strengthen her. Another point: would you want to take over now? No, it's a poison chalice. Let her be the fall guy. She will take the hit for losing those elections very badly in May 2026, and then you can come in just as things would be improving anyway. I mean, I went to a meeting last year, and Ian Dale, Conservative activist and broadcaster, said things are going to be terrible in 2026 for the Tory party, terrible 2027. They might improve in 2028. It is a delusion to think we're better at the end of the leader. We can't be changing leaders. We don't want an annual leadership contest. We had too much psychodrama beforehand. But so he's been forced out. But partly because of the last month or so, Conservative ratings gone up. Maybe Kemi Badenoch is finally breaking through. Reform UK has fallen down a little bit. Now, remember, minor parties, and I know the polls they're the first, but in number of MPs they're very low, only five. Minor parties tend to do well in mid-term. When it comes towards the election, people think, okay, come on, get serious. It's either Labour going to be or Conservative, and tend to vote more for the one of the duopoly parties, Labour or Conservative. And Reform UK may be benefiting from that. Obviously, it was so soon after the general election. When the Conservatives lost after 48 years in government, of course the Tory Party is going to be unpopular. But then again, under Kemi Badenoch's election leadership, they got less and less popular. Finally, recovered a little bit. But one swallow does not the summer make. And the Tories have only been gaining for about a month, so that could be a blip. We can't read too much into that. But anyway, he's been sacked, and the news has gone around very quickly. What is this evidence that came out? Was it eyewitness testimony? Was it intercepted messages or what? Was it confession from him? I don't think so. Why would he confess to it? And he has had discussions with Nigel Farage, but politicians meet each other, could be completely honourable, rather than saying, I'm going to turn my coat. But he's had public spats with the Reform UK to prove his loyalty. And if he wasn't going to join Reform United Kingdom, he was going to adopt some of their policies. And their policies aren't all necessarily terrible. So Kemi Badenoch, once she was aware of this, assuming it's true, she had to do it. Otherwise, she's a vacillating leader, feeble and indecisive. How can you keep a disloyalist in the shadow cabinet and depriving somebody else who's a true conservative of a place there? So that'll disgrace him. Will this move him to push him to move even sooner? I mean, possibly, because also the timing of it. Reform UK, so you want to join us, that's great. But let's do this to cause the maximum possible harm to the Conservative Party. Let's do it before, just before the spring conference in March or something, or do it on a slow news weekend. So that's the leading item. Yeah, don't do it something a weekend when something, there's another major item like the Grand National or there's a royal wedding or the Football World Cup or something. Don't do it or whatever. Don't do it when it won't be the lead item and then you're going to join. Okay, so he would be a really big fish for Reform UK to land. And only in August, Nigel Farage was writing, Jenrick is a fraud, and so on. Goodness. So will he go over to the other side? So he's been housing secretary, he's held various other positions. And another thing to throw at him, he was immigration minister under Rishi Sunak. And so all this massive immigration, legal immigration, illegal immigration, that was on his watch. He's to blame. He's more responsible for that than anybody else. Actually, Labour's been more successful in getting illegal immigration down than he was. So that's one of the things that was really rocket fuel to Reform UK, the failure to deal with that issue. Okay, so what's going to happen? So, I mean, Kemi Badenoch, presumably she made the right move. He hasn't denied it. So Robert Jenrick, I mean, I think he comes across as vicious. He's just not personable, whereas Kemi Badenoch got a certain affability to her. He is extremely anti-Palestinian. He fulminated against the recognition of the state of Palestine, but then most conservatives did. So, yeah, he just seems mean-spirited. I don't warm to him one bit. But will he stay in the Conservative Party or not? Now, that's a big question. I'm guessing not, because he probably said, well, while Kemi is leader, he will never be in the shadow cabinet again. How could you ever put him back, even another leader, if you believe he was about to turn his coat? And he hasn't even disputed the veracity of that allegation. But Reform UK, OK, he could stand for his current seat as a Reform UK candidate. Reform UK, UK voters vote for him. And indeed, some people who previously voted for him, not really because he's a conservative, because they like him as an individual, have a good chance of hanging on there. He's not going to be leader. He wants to be some sort of big role in Reform UK. The trouble is Reform UK is starting to look like the toxic waste dump for people the Conservative Party doesn't want. And that's not an image that Reform UK likes. It's risky for them. It puts off floating voters. And remember, 25% of people who said they're going to vote Reform UK voted Labour the previous time. And so they don't want to vote for a second Conservative Party. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecalhanton@gmail.com. Goodbye.